Hey guys, good evening. Today is Saturday, June 8th, 2019. It's 9:09 in the evening. I wanted to talk to you guys a bit about Kundalini risings or Kundalini awakenings. This is your spiritual ascension. And what the Kundalini is, it is a serpent energy that rises from the base of your spine by your tailbone, all the way up your spine, through your head, and then back down again, and it cycles through your body. This continues to happen throughout your entire life. And this process will initiate when you are doing your spiritual work. And say, for example, you're doing your meditations regularly, you're doing yoga regularly, you're nourishing your body with clean nutrition, clean water. Those are just some examples of what will initiate a Kundalini awakening. I experienced this process the first time when I had just gotten attuned to Reiki. This was in 2017, towards the end of the year. I was following Ayurveda. I had just quit smoking cigarettes. I was celibate. I had stopped drinking. I was eating really clean, nourishing foods that were vegan and plant-based and all organic, drinking clean water. And what else? Yeah, I was just taking really good care of myself. And so my spirit guides wanted me to share with you guys the symptoms of a Kundalini awakening. I did a YouTube video about this, and the link is in my bio of Instagram. It might be on the podcast as well. You guys can check. I'm uncertain, but it's definitely in my Instagram bio right now. And I'm updating my YouTube regularly as well. I stepped away from the podcast for a while, but now I'm back for now. My guides just kind of wanted me to create new art and focus on my creation as I'm traveling. Things have been a bit uncertain, especially since my Kundalini started rising again really severely. And this happened, I want to say, about a week ago. It's been a really, really intense energy lately. And so, let's see, the symptoms might include severe tiredness. You might feel nauseous. When the Kundalini is rising, you might feel like a severe sexual energy, which is what I felt. And you just kind of like go along with it. You know, like my hips started moving, like I was dancing. Like it's almost like the serpent energy takes over you, and you're not being controlled by the energy, but it is a natural energy that awakens and it literally pushes out all the old energies and all the old crud that no longer serves you from past traumas, emotional heartbreaks, past lives, or alternate timelines that are just old energies that don't serve you any longer. And the Kundalini can happen really fast. It can be really intense. So it's good to just realize what's happening, take things slow, be gentle to yourself. I've also been experiencing some strange things lately that I wasn't quite sure what it was, but after seeing another YouTuber's explanation of it makes sense to me now that it's really clear that it is connected to the Kundalini rising. And it's just clearing out more old energies and more crud. So the first night that this happened, it was really, really severe. However, I have experienced this before. And it was just a really, really intense energy and cleansing process. And you can even say a spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental upgrade. This happened the very first time that I experienced my Kundalini rising, which was also very severe, but a little bit more extreme. And I do go over this in my YouTube video, so I do strongly suggest you guys checking that out. But this process that I'm about to mention right now, during my first Kundalini rising back in 2017, I felt my feet so severely in pain. And I know now that this was like my Earth Star chakras opening. We have a lot of chakras in our feet and portals in our energy systems. And as these heal, as you experience your Kundalini awakening, these chakras get cleared out. And sometimes energies can get really, really intense. So as you become an experienced meditator, you are able to handle this pain. Spirit knows that you can handle it. So it kind of puts you through like this initiation process. Your guides will guide you through it, you know, let you know that everything is okay. You might feel like you're getting punished, but you're not. It's a pain process, almost like giving birth. You are giving birth to new energies in order to become a better version of you. And a few nights ago, I was staying in my hotel room, and it must have been about 2 in the morning. And this lasted for a few hours, okay? And I want to say, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours where I was just like paralyzed. And granted, like, I was going with the flow. I volunteered for this. It's not like anything was controlling me to where I said like, no, this is okay, or it was involuntary. It happened naturally. And I was ready for it because I've been doing a lot of purging. We have all been going through this massive growth process this last month or so. And there's a lot of energies right now that are coming in and cleansing everything that no longer serves us. And I know that it's a lot of past life stuff, as well as trauma from our childhoods, our adolescence. I'm getting a lot of visions of just like past life stuff and stuff from my childhood. And just like a lot of crud is being cleared out, you guys. So it was the middle of the night, and then you know, I just heard my guides talking to me. I saw that I had no hands through my third eye, okay? And naturally, I just like held my arms up as I was lying down in my bed, almost like I surrender. And my hands are starting to like kind of hurt and pulsate right now, but it's just a part of the energy, the cleansing process, and strengthening our auras and our bodies and everything. I saw my hands disappear. I had no hands, and everything started hurting. I was also paralyzed, and I just felt like extreme amounts of energy coming over me. And I couldn't move. Like, I could probably move if I tried to, but there was no way that I was going to force the process. There was just absolutely, entirely no way that I was going to force my body to move. I just surrendered to the flow of this entire process. And, you know, every time I would just kind of gently like ask my body, like, are you ready to move? Nope, not yet. Okay, I surrender. I'm just going to like wait this out. And yeah, it felt like it lasted forever. I just stayed frozen, and I just felt this entire purging process, and my hands got renewed. My feet were hurting pretty bad. I felt a lot going on in my pelvis and my chest. I still do right now. Like, my chest is heavy, and sometimes I feel like my heart is detoxing. These are all symptoms of your Kundalini rising as well. And when this process happens, like when you feel paralyzed or frozen, you might feel your feet start to hurt a lot, or your hands. These are just major, major blockages getting cleared from your entire evolutionary state. It's not just today. It's not just last week. It's like past lives. It's future timelines getting cleared for you to have a better life for yourself. Okay. So there's a lot of stuff going on here right now. And that's all I can think of for that night. Eventually, it cleared up. I actually started crying because the pain was just so intense. And I knew it was for my highest good. You know, like I am very experienced in this, like the soul's evolution. I've been meditating for years. I've been a yogi for years. So I know what this is about. I know what's happening. It's nothing to be scared of. We're all going through this to some extent. Some might feel it more extreme than others, and this is just something to be patient with this process and just kind of surrender to the flow. And you can always ask it to stop, like you can always, surrender or just give up. But the universe does know what's best for you, and God is looking out for you, I promise. Like you're never in any danger. You can always call in your guides, your angels. If you're experiencing your Kundalini rising and you start going through pain, just like surrender to the flow. I really do suggest that, and just be gentle to yourself and just see what happens, because you're going to be experiencing a lot of gifts afterwards. This work is not for nothing, I promise you. And the universe does have your best interest in mind always, and it knows that you're a strong warrior and that you are capable of experiencing these talents. And it just takes going through some changes first that can feel pretty severe in a human body. But you're fixing all kinds of timelines and just making a better path for yourself so that you can really just align with your destiny and do what's going to heal your soul so you can align with your higher purpose. And this happened again today, but in a different way. I also heard from, God and my guides that my mammalian reptilian brain got replaced. And I kept hearing like mammalian brain, like mammal, that my mammalian brain or my lower reptilian brain, that older energy brain that's from, the olden days of like cannibalism and cavemen and like just old archaic brain and mindsets, got cleared away. And I just kept hearing the word squiggly wiggly, like squiggly wiggly brain, like stop being so squiggly wiggly, right? Like just being anxious and always looking around everywhere. Because for a while, I felt that way. I felt like my brain was trying to survive in a place that it no longer belongs, because we're no longer in a 3D body. Our DNA is becoming crystalline. And we are upgrading our DNA and transmuting all kinds of crazy energies and carbon bodies into crystalline bodies. And so our DNA has to get upgrades, our brains have to get upgrades, our breasts, our genitals have to get upgrades, our hips, all of our organs have to get transmuted, our blood has to turn crystalline, everything. Everything in our body is right now getting upgraded. And I felt my brain getting replaced as well. Like I've been feeling my entire skull hurting and down the back of my neck. I've been getting like breakouts down the back of my neck and along my spine. So I know that my spine is also getting replaced, and you'll feel these things. You're literally getting prepared to be a warrior of this earth and the spiritual aspect, as well as your mental and emotional energies and your physical energies. So there's a lot going on right now. You guys, all of us are really being transmuted overall. Our auras are getting cleared. Everything is getting upgraded really intensely right now. And it's nothing to be worried about. It's natural. And just, I suggest don't resist the flow. Just roll with it the best that you can, because the harder that you resist right now, the harder of a time that you're going to have. Yeah, I feel a lot of crud getting released in my chest. There's a lot of throat chakra opening, a lot of trust being called for. We're being called to trust a lot, to really just delve into our self-love. A lot of sacral stuff as well. A lot of sacral energies right now, creative energy flow, the need to ground a lot, ground in your energy, create your groundwork. Manifest your desires right now. If you want abundance, be clear about that. If you want a solid foundation, now is the time to really get working on that. It's the time to, layer your cement or your bricks down and start building your house. Like the universe is calling us to do that right now a lot. And what else? I've been feeling a lot in my teeth. I feel my mouth developing. My eyes have actually turned gold. Sometimes I'll see them just like radiating gold. Our eyesights are developing, especially the third eye that's opening a lot right now as well. And there's a lot of crown chakra energies. I feel like crown chakra energies have been one of the most severe energies. There's been a lot of just like downpour of light. I've been really sensitive to light lately and noises, and that's the crown chakra developing. Really, really sensitive to noise. For some reason, I keep ending up staying in hotels that have a lot of traffic noise. Yeah, I've been sensitive to sunlight. I've been attracting a lot of noise, and it's you get sensitive to sound as your DNA develops, and it's almost like you're a brand newborn baby, and so you're just sensitive to all of your surroundings, and you just need to nurture yourself and sleep a lot and stop working out so much and still stretch gently when you feel like it, but really, really listen to your body and tune in and meditate a lot and really like find out who you are in this new body, right? Because you're developing. And just really like nourish yourself. And if you want that ice cream, go do it. But, nourish yourself in whatever your body is calling you to do with as little resistance as possible, because right now is really just not the time to resist. It's really just the time to just surrender to the flow and what you're being called to do. And, spend time in nature and take walks. And if you feel like staying indoors, stay indoors. Just really listen to your body and tune in. And meditation is just a really a vital thing for us to do right now. I've been meditating a lot lately, and yeah, this mammalian reptilian brain thing. We used to just be very, like, I want to say, cannibalistic. We used to have a lot of strong hatred toward each other in the past and in past lives, and we've developed through that. And there's no room for that kind of behavior in 5D and in the higher dimensions. So a lot of those archaic energies are being cleared out now. It's like the dinosaurs, for some reason, are coming to mind. Like, if you were a dinosaur, but dinosaurs no longer exist, and now you're a human, let's just say, for example, like your bones need to be upgraded. Like, if you're changing from a dinosaur to a human, your body's gonna need to change, your brain is gonna need to change, you're gonna need to develop into the species that you're becoming. So that's what the universe is helping us with right now, is for us to upgrade our DNA, change our bodies, and be able to adapt to these higher energies and these higher frequencies, because the earth has entirely revamped her system. Like, Gaia is entirely changing right now. And you can sense it in nature. You can sense maybe like the birds talking to you more, the animals are coming around you more, or they might be avoiding you as your energy is developing. You might be sensing more demonic energies, for example. I know I have for a couple months now, where I've just noticed like there's this massive purge of the earth, and a lot of energies are coming up to be released, and you're just more sensitive to people's energy. You're seeing false light. You're noticing things more. Your perspective is changing, and this is good. This is really good, because you can no longer be lied to. Your third eye is opening. You're seeing the truth. Energy does not lie. You cannot be lied to. You're going to start seeing the falsities of life, and you're going to start seeing God's energy and angels and what the truth is and who's really there for you and who's talking behind your back. You're going to tune into these frequencies and be able to see who's not really there for you, who your true friends are. You're going to start gravitating toward your true calling now. All of these things are happening slowly but surely. And the more that you continue to purge, the more that you're going to align with your highest purpose. And so I'm going to go back to today and the paralyzation concept. This morning I woke up and I slept in, and I felt paralyzed. And, I was listening to this meditation. I purchased this manifestation magic, I believe it's called, which is just, supposed to align you with your higher purpose more and help you to align with money and financial success and things of that nature. I just was called by my guides to try something new and purchase this as like an extra guidance, if you will, and a motivation, like a little boost, because I've kind of been sulking a bit in my finances and just been trusting the universe Because I know something really, really big is happening with financial success, and just the energies of finances are really calling for us to pay attention to right now and just, trust that it's taken care of. And my guys were like, just buy it, Haley, it's worth it. So I did. And I was meditating to this music, and the frequencies are just, supposed to help you with certain things and align your DNA and heal you on more of a subconscious and an unconscious level, which, ties into the whole mammalian brain thing and, being unconscious. And there's a lot of things that can rule, like your DNA, and kind of resist the purging. So the subconscious and the unconscious layers are asking to be paid attention to more, instead of just, your higher self and your conscious self and your heart, like a lot of the three lower chakras. Those energy centers and those dimensions and those aspects of ourselves are being called to be nurtured right now. And so I was listening to these frequencies, and yeah, this morning I just felt like frozen, and I just surrendered to it, and I asked my body, like, do you want to wake up? And I heard yes, like every time, like I asked, do you want to get up? Do you want to wake up? Like, do you want to move your fingers? I heard yes. And at times I was able to wiggle my fingers, excuse me, or wiggle my toes, but that was about it. My arms didn't want to move, my legs didn't want to move, like my head would maybe move a bit, but my body was just stuck for the most part, and nothing really wanted to move, nothing wanted to get out of bed, and my brain was completely there, but yet it felt like there was a disconnect between my mind, my brain, and my body, like a lag, if you will. Like there was jet lag between my mind wanting to do something, my brain saying, do it, or okay, I'm ready, and then my body just lagging, right? So there's like these connections that are being made, but we have to be patient. And eventually, like I was able to get out of bed, like my legs slowly gave in and started moving, and I was just gentle to my body and took it one step at a time. And it's fine that these things happen. It is part of the Kundalini rising. It's a very massive, very strong purging and cleansing energy that's going to revitalize your entire system. So again, just, remember to be gentle to yourself. And if these things happen, you feel paralyzed, it could literally be that you are physically paralyzed, or mentally you just feel like you don't know what to do, you're stuck. I did feel, like I said, this whole mammalian brain thing, like a reptile, like a reptilian, like there's old reptilian brains that are all a part of us, and it's just natural. These things are being upgraded, and you'll feel possibly anxious, like you're just darting around, like your eyes are darting around, you don't know what to do, you're just constantly moving, you don't have much grounding into the earth. You feel connected to yourself, but there might be parts of you that you feel like don't belong anymore, and these are old energies coming up. You might feel certain aspects of yourself, like old personalities, old hurts, things that are coming up, thoughts that don't really make sense, behaviors that don't make sense, and it's like these parts of you that are trying to survive, but they no longer belong in you, so you just kind of have to flow, let them go, let them come up, acknowledge that they're there, but don't hold on to anything too much or judge it. Just release without judgment the best that you can. And everything's going to balance out naturally, and your energy centers are going to harmonize, your chakras are going to start spinning healthily again. And not to say that anything wasn't healthy in the first place, but this Kundalini rising is just a very sacred process to just take your time with, to not beat yourself up. Do your research, if you want to. There can be some information out there that's a bit misleading. There's not like demons controlling you or evil forces or anything like that. It's your own body, and you're literally just doing your shadow work to purge all that no longer belongs in your body and in your energy system and in your chakras and in your mind and your brain. It's literally just this massive purge. And all of those, the skeletons in your closet, are coming out to play, if you will. And you just face them and say hello, you know, I forgive you, or I forgive these past hurts, and you move on. And it does sometimes take time. Other times it can happen fairly quickly. It is a process that just goes as long as it wants to go. It can be over the span of an hour. It can be over the span of a few days. It can also repeat itself over the span of a few weeks. It can happen a year later, 2 years later, and throughout your entire life, this serpent energy is going to rise through your spine and fall back down and clear all of your chakras and all of your meridians and your lymph nodes and just everything so that you can align with your higher soul's purpose and just continue with your evolution. And it's doing you a favor. It is working for you. It is not working against you. And, you know, if you need a friend or a spiritual advisor, I offer help. I do Reiki sessions and, you know, spiritual, coaching, psychic readings, things of that nature. So I am here for you guys if you do seek help. You know, you don't have to be alone. I always had gone through my Kundalini processes alone, and the first time it was a bit scary, but at the same time, I knew I was taken care of. So just, you know, never be scared. Know that you're never alone. There is help if you seek it. Spiritual people and gurus are typically best to reach out to if you're not sure what's happening. And just trust your gut, follow your heart when it comes to who you reach out to. There's people that can obviously be more on the misleading side of things or not really be out for your best interests. And then there are people like me, or maybe friends that you have, or even just, you know, on Instagram, like you can look people up, and there's different healers out there, Reiki masters, whatever, like numerology readers. There's different spiritual people out there that are not your typical doctors that will know and understand what you're going through with this Kundalini awakening and be able to help you. So just remember, you're not going through this alone. It's nothing new under the sun. There's ascended masters out there and spirit guides that are on your side as well, and the angels surround you in love and light. So this process is just something to harness, to embrace, and just, you know, guide yourself through it and ride the waves. So that is my message for today. I love you guys. Thank you so much for your support. Please share this message as you feel inclined to. Hit that subscribe button, and thank you so much for all of your donations. They mean a lot, and I will see you guys next time.